Matthew chapter 5 and verse 4. Say, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Lord, I pray. I thank you for this time you give us. Thank you for your word. That your word brings for us revival and healing and comfort and direction in life, O God. You promise and you say blessedness to those who mourn. I pray we learn today new things, O God, from your word. And let my lips and to the best and statement and lead the message in the way that you want it to flow. Use it, O God, and take it beyond the world to reach people who are in need of this word of yours. We thank you, God. We bless you. Receive the glory and honor and receive the fruit that you desire to see in our life, in my life, in the life of your church, in the life of your people. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. The Lord promised here that those who mourn, those who cry, those who are in suffering, they'll be blessed. The way that the Lord will bless those in mourning, those who are hard times, is by comfort that comes from Him. The Lord promised comfort to those who mourn. In life, there are people understand that they need to go into joy and into gladness and into happiness. And if you will read in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 7, to understand what the Lord means when He says, blessed are those who mourn. Ecclesiastes, chapter 7, verse 1 to 6, say, good name is better than precious ointment, and the day of death than the day of one's birth. It is better to go to the house of mourning than to go to the house of feasting, for that is the end of all men, and the living will lay it to his heart. Sorrow is better than laughter, for by the sadness of the countenance the heart is made better. The heart of the wise is in the house of mourning, but the heart of fools is in the house of mirth. It is better to hear the rebuke of the wise than for a man to hear the song of fools. For as the crackling of stones under a pot, so is the laughter of the fool. This also is vanity. Just meditate on what he, what King Solomon wrote here, and let us compare it with what Jesus says so that we can understand why Jesus says, blessed are those who mourn, not those who look for laughter. People, they want to move to places that they want to enjoy life. Let's go to verse 1 and say, good name is better than precious ointment. We need to develop good names by doing good, avoiding wrong decisions, avoiding mistakes, repenting of our sins, trespasses, so that we will have good name in the sight of God in the way that God wants us to live. So good name, precious, more precious than ointment. Ointment is they will anoint the body with it, the hair. And he say, and the day of death, than the day of one's birth. The day of man dies is better than the day of his birth. When a man born, the baby is ahead of him, whole life, trials, temptation, and hardship. But the day of death, the man when he dies, he is relieved from all the pressures, relieved from all trials, temptations, relieved from the responsibilities that the Lord had laid on him. And that's what he said, the day of death is better than the day of death. But we need to prepare ourselves for the day of death. How we prepare ourselves for such a day that one day, if the Lord will tarry and he will not come, one day we will go through death. He says it's better to go to the house of mourning than to go to the house of feasting. Those who want to face death, and those who know their death, better they will go to the house of mourning. But the meaning of the house of mourning is the house of facing realities, facing responsibilities, and not to try escaping the things that God has ordained for us and has God has ordained for each and every one of us to pass through. There is a narrow way ahead of us. There is hardship, there is a plan of God, and there is also man will, and there is also non-willingness to suffer. There is also wrong understanding about what is life. He says here, it is better to go through to places where there is mourning, there is sadness, there is hard work, there is toil, there are responsibilities that you need to face, better than waste your time, waste your resources, waste your money, waste your effort on feasting and things that is unpleasant to God. He says, for that is the end of all men. Every man, his life will, from the Lord God, life will end up in death. So we need to take it by heart that one day we face death, and we need to take it seriously. And the living will lay it to his heart. We need to lay it in our heart that life is assignments and responsibilities. Then it is a journey that we need to pass through. We cannot escape what the Lord is really intend to do through us, or He wants us to do for Him or to the people who are around us. People get upset of trials, temptation, hardship, but there is no way to escape what God has ordained for us. Verse 3, sorrow is better than laughter, for by the sadness of the countenance the heart is made better. When we suffer, there is sorrow. When we accept what we are passing through, when we accept that we have sinned and we need to repent, when we accept that we have mistake and wrong decisions, when we accept the trials and temptation, when we accept the discipline and the chastisement of God, when we accept persecution, insult, injustice, that God allow all this in our life, we may go into sorrow, we may mourn, but that is better than escaping these things and changing the way of the life that God wants us to go. Sadness of the countenance makes the heart better. The Bible also says, smile of the face gives healing to the heart and it gives nourishment to the heart. But the point here, what he say here, we need to be honest with God. We need to follow what the kind of life, the plan that He has for us. We cannot change what He has ordained for us to go through. Therefore, the heart of the wise in the house of mourning. Those who are wise, they are not after pleasure, they are not after laughter, they are not after to enjoy time, but after what really God wants them to do. The heart of the wise has heart, and his heart, the wise person, he knows that he is accountable before God for certain responsibility he needs to achieve it. In the book of James chapter 1 and verse 2 to 4, he says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that he may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Now here, he says, count it a joy when you pass through trial, when you are in sorrow, when you are mourning. Count it something precious, because that's what he says. The heart of the wise is the heart of mourning. Count it as a joy. Consider it as a blessing to you. Blessed are those who are mourned, for they shall be comforted. The Lord allows trials and hardship in our life so that He will try our faith. The Lord will try our faith, and that trying of the faith of ours during the hard time and critical moment will give us patience, and let us let patience work. Sometimes we ask God, which time, Lord, this issue will be finished? Which time this suffering will continue? How long it will be like that and like this? He said, let patience have her perfect work, that he may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. He said, let patience have his time. God has his own timing, and man has his own timing. But usually the timing of God is longer than the timing of man. That's why we go through frustration, we are sad, we are upset, we are asking God why, we murmur, we grumble, and we cannot accept the sorrow that God allow us to pass through. Let us take it by heart, let us be wise. The heart of the wise is the heart of the mourning, but the heart of the fool is in the heart of mirth. Let us not escape what the Lord has want us to pass through. Let us not escape such trials in our life. In the book of Romans, chapter 8 and verse 28, the Word of God says, and you know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the cause according to His purpose. Now He says here, all things are working good to those who love God. As we love God, all what we are passing through, it will work for our good. And to them who are the cause according to His purpose, there is a purpose of God in our life. God has called us for a certain thing to do, certain purpose. We need to be discerning that the morning that we are passing through is to fulfill the purpose of God in our life. Let us not be like a fool who refused to go through the way that God had ordained for them, and they escape it, they go to the wrong way. It is better to hear the rebuke of the wise than for a man to hear the song of fools. You know, the house of mourning is the house that will receive rebuke and correction. The trials that God allows in our life, the hearts that God allows, these are the rebuke of God for us. These are the chastisements of God for us, for our sin, for our mistakes. And as we mourn, as we deal with Him, God will be going to comfort us. But when we try to move away from the chastisement of God, then life will not be better. We will be facing more troubles, we will be facing rebukes and trials and more trouble, not only from God, but from God and from men. Now, today, what are the things that we need to mourn for? The Lord said, blessed are those who mourn. We need to mourn for our sin, the sin that we have done willingly or unwillingly, the things that we should not do, the things that we sin against God or against man. Let us repent of them and let us renounce them. The Word of God says, if you confess your sins, He is faithful and just, and He will forgive you and He will purify you from all unrighteousness. So let us mourn for our sins that we have done. Second, let us mourn for all the mistakes that we have done in the past, and the things that we have done by taking wrong decisions and doing things according to our will, not the will of God. Let us mourn and let us accept that we have done wrong decisions, so that wrong mistakes, so that as we mourn, the Lord will comfort us and the Lord will restore us. The message today is to receive comfort from the Lord. Blessed are those who mourn, for shall be comforted. The third thing that we need to mourn for is the trials and temptations, because these trials and temptations are the chastisement of God, the rebuke of God for us. Let us taking it fearlessly. The hardship of life is the way that God is rebuking us. That is how the Lord is wanting us to mourn today, so that when we accept such way of mourning, the comfort of God will come spontaneously and enter into our life. This is the Lord said, blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Let us also mourn. The first thing that we need to mourn for is the persecution, the insult, the injustice, the ill treatment, the bad treatment. These are, God allows these things in our life. God allows even devil to attack. People will attack. God will reward us as we endure, as we mourn, as we accept these things that God ordained for us. Christ, he did nothing, but he was insulted, he was ill-treated, slap on his face, he was flogged, he carried the cross, they put on his head the crown of thorns, he was nailed on the tree, he was hung, and he received all these things. He mourned on the cross, and he was comforted. Now, as we mourn for all these things, let us believe that the comfort of God has already sent to us. Let's read Isaiah chapter 49. God has ways and methods to comfort us, but let us understand what is mourning first, so that we can understand how the Lord will comfort us. Isaiah chapter 49 and verse 13 say, sing, O heavens, and be joyful, O earth, and break forth into singing, O mountains, for the Lord has comforted his people and will have mercy upon his afflicted. You see, he is saying, enjoy the presence of God, be joyful, sing to the Lord, O earth, and he brings forth the singing, O mountains, for the Lord has comforted his people. As we mourn, as we have passed hard time, let us not only see the mourning, but let us see and receive and perceive the comfort of God into our life. Let's also read Isaiah chapter 52 and verse 9. Again he says, break forth into joy, sing together, ye waste places of Jerusalem. He says, sing, even the waste places. For the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord, after he afflicted his people because of their sin, the Lord comforted them. The Lord redeemed those who are remnant in the same way. God, as we repent of our sin, as we accept the trials, as we accept our mistakes, as we accept the persecution that God allows, the comfort of the Lord will flow spontaneously, and we will have a joyful life in His presence. Isaiah chapter 66 and verse 13. Isaiah 66 and verse 13. As one whom his mother comforteth, so will I comfort you, and you shall be comforted in Jerusalem. Let us today accept that God would comfort us. God knows the wounds that we carry, the pain that we carry. But there is a provision for us. There was a mourning in the past, but there is a comfort. The comfort of the Lord is the same, the comfort of the mother who take her child, comfort him, and then that is the same way God today has comforted us. Not only us, but His children everywhere. He comforted His church and His people. That's all it stands in God's presence. It says stand in God's presence. Let us receive the blessing of God. As we mourn, let us confess and renounce our sins. Lord, ask for forgiveness. Blessed are those who mourn. If we mourn for our sin and repent of them, the Lord shall comfort us. Let us mourn for our mistakes and wrong decisions. Lord, as we mourn today for all our mistakes in the past, we trust you, Lord, that you will comfort us. Let us mourn and accept the trials and temptations and the hardships that God allow us a discipline for us, as a rebuke to us. Lord, help us, give us perseverance and patience to persevere through this trial that you allow us a rebuke from you. Let us also accept persecution, insult, ill treatment, work of devil to oppose, knowing, O Lord, that you are here with us, with your comfort, with your kindness, and with your support. Lead us, O God. God, I pray, Lord, as we mourn, we pray that you pour out your Holy Spirit on us, on your church, in the name of Jesus.
Lord, pour out your Spirit on the people of the earth. Let your sons and daughters speak your words of prophecy.
Oh,
save us, deliver us. We thank you for your word. We accept your word. We accept morning, O God, for we know, O God, your promise is true. All things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to your good purpose, O God, to the purpose that you call us. And also, Lord, we know, blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. We trust you, God, that you have sent your comfort, and we are comforted. Take over of our life. Also, Lord, fill us. We deserve to be refilled again with the Holy Ghost, to go on in the way of God that you want us to know. Lord, bless us. In light of a truthfully God that you have with us, keep us, Lord, from harm so that we will not sink in. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.